It's a little bit hard to feel sorry for a lawyer, but imagine regularly spending up to 4 hours in a car crawling along the M1 between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. Christine Smythe is the former president of the Queensland Law Society and a senior Gold Coast legal practitioner. And some of her comments this morning while sitting in traffic, thinking about, I have to drive to Brisbane, I'm stuck here on the world's most expensive car park, the M1. There's no point considering the trains because they've broken down as well. It prompted me to say, look, we need to talk to her this morning because she's got some useful observations. Christine Smythe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Steve. Good afternoon, listeners.
You live and work on the Gold Coast,
yes,
but travel to Brisbane regularly.
Yes, I do.
What's your commute like?
Well, I'm currently parked on the M1.
How many years have you been doing this commute now?
I've been doing this commute since I was a uni student, back and forth. So let's just say that runs into decades now, I'm afraid.
Why not catch the train?
Well, it's affectionately known as the Bombay Express. And one of the difficulties there is that it is overcrowded. It doesn't service the entire Gold Coast area. So if you live on the southern end of the Gold Coast, you still have to get in your car, drive to the nearest railway station, which is Varsity Lakes. You still have to try and find parking, and then you have to get on the train, and then you have to travel to Brisbane, and then you have to get in a cab or a bus to get to your destination. And it can take just as long, if not longer, to travel by train to Brisbane as it takes to travel by the M1.
You believe, Christine Smythe, that the Commonwealth Games have actually highlighted a long-standing problem. What is it?
The long-standing problem is that the Gold Coast is treated like the second or poor cousin to Brisbane. We are Australia's sixth largest city. We have an enormous population. And with the Commonwealth Games coming, it's great for the economy in a lot of ways, but it's also bad for the economy in a lot of ways. We will be experiencing a shutdown of a very, very important social infrastructure piece, and that is our local court. The Southport Court will be closed, in effect, from the 3rd of April to the 15th of April. The Coolangatta Court will not be hearing matters either, and the small amount of matters that will be heard in the Southport Court will be shifted from Coolangatta to Southport, and it's going to create all sorts of problems.
Like what? Like what?
Oh, okay. So in January, for example, there were 840 domestic violence matters that came before the Domestic Violence Court in Southport. So they operate at the moment on a full schedule. During the Commonwealth Games, they'll be operating at 2 days a week. So what will be happening there is if you want to have a domestic violence matter, you either wait for the Commonwealth Games to be over or you travel up to Brisbane. Now, the difficulty for that is there are so many knock-on effects. First of all, many of those clients cannot afford the cost of travel. It's not just the cost of travel. Say you drive to Brisbane. Once you get there, it's $60 a day for parking. If you have your practitioner, your local practitioner, the Gold Coast has the second largest number of lawyers outside of Brisbane. And they deserve their own legal representation. So Gold Coast people employing Gold Coast lawyers are being sent up to Brisbane, having to pay for the cost of that. There's 2 hours in the car on the way up, 2 hours in the car on the way back, $60 in parking for your lawyer, $60 in parking for you. And then if your matter doesn't get on, then there's the flow-on effects from that. I've been getting practitioners from the Gold Coast telling me that during the Commonwealth Games, they'll be booking accommodation in Brisbane so that their matters can be dealt with so that they don't have to travel to and from Brisbane. You add to this the fact that the school holidays are on. And the other issue that people don't think about when you've got litigants before the court is that many of these litigants have children. So it'll be school holidays. But unfortunately, school holiday vacation care, most of that will be shut. And I understand that a lot of childcare facilities are not going to be available. So this is a huge problem that impacts families and has a significant economic effect for everyone.
I'm speaking with Christine Smythe, former president of the Queensland Law Society, senior Gold Coast legal practitioner. She's been travelling to and from the Gold Coast since she was at university. The Bean Lee courts will be open. Why are they not a solution?
Well, they will only have one arrest court and one domestic violence court to hear urgent matters.
So you believe the Gold Coast should have its own Supreme Court, which it does not now, even though it's larger than all of the other centres in Queensland that do.
It's a curious anomaly, isn't it, that Rockhampton has the Supreme Court, Townsville has the Supreme Court, Cairns has the Supreme Court, but Australia's sixth largest city doesn't have its own Supreme Court.
Why doesn't Australia's sixth largest city, much larger than Rockhampton or Cairns, why doesn't it have its own Supreme Court?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the state government that. I do know that the Gold Coast District Law Association put together a submission last year where they commissioned a study by Bond University identifying the value and number of matters that originate out of the Gold Coast in the Supreme Court and the level of matters that are coming from the Gold Coast seeking a Supreme Court, and that fell on deaf ears.
The government received it but just said nothing.
Well, as far as I'm aware, and my communications to the Gold Coast District Law Association, they were non-responsive to it.
Okay, so during the Commonwealth Games in April, not far away, 6 weeks away, the shutdown of the courts on the Gold Coast, nearly all of the courts on the Gold Coast, is going to have a major knock-on effect for a range of troubled people in troubled circumstances.
Absolutely.
And it's going to exacerbate at no end.
Not only will it exacerbate at no end, not only is the Magistrates Court closed down, but the District Court is closed down. And normally there are two district court judges who reside in Brisbane who travel down to the Gold Coast to hear matters, but the government, in their infinite wisdom, have decided to close the district court. You can get your matters heard, but you have to get in a car or a train or a bus or even on your push bike and drive to Brisbane.
So it's only 80 k's, though, between Brisbane and the Gold Coast, but your point is you spend 2 hours to travel that 80 k's.
Absolutely. And if you want to give a comparison, Wollongong is 85 kilometres from Sydney. Do you think the people of Wollongong are expected to travel to Sydney to have their matters heard?
I don't know, are they?
I don't expect so. But I can tell you on my experience, on a good day, it takes at least an hour and a half to travel one way, usually 2 hours. I remember last year getting off a plane after travelling from Sydney to Brisbane and spending 4 hours trying to get back to the Gold Coast. Last week there were several traffic jams. One was something like 15 kilometres long. Another one was 18 kilometres long. And to add to that, when the Commonwealth Games are on, there are signs down the M1 which say that they'll be reducing the speed from 110 to 100 kilometres an hour. I think they've made a typo there because I'm pretty sure it'll be reduced to 10 kilometres an hour.
Christine Smythe, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, listeners.
Christine Smythe, former Law Society president and a senior Gold Coast legal practitioner. I wasn't aware that the